And we are back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. Hopefully that you just got a little bit of that message from Vince Allen that is live in studio with us, and the testimony that he has been gracious enough to share, and God's deliverance, which is what's really incredible. Through all of that, there is victory on the other side, which is the most amazing part of that story.
We want to make sure our listeners understand, this is a Christian radio station, but Christianity is not about perfection.
Right.
Yeah.
It's about Christ.
Amen.
Okay, so there are so many Christians. In fact, I remember the McLeans.
Oh, yeah.
And their fall from grace. Christian believers out in the music world who are got into cocaine and just blew their lives up. You know, it happens. It happens to believers. Bible thumping, Jesus believing, going to church Christians. And you may be one of them out there. And just want you to understand, it's a trap if you're just going to let the enemy keep you in that place.
Wow.
You've got grace right there.
Yeah.
Let's get you out of that.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's get you on a new path.
Yep.
And he's willing to forgive, and he's willing to take you back, and he's willing to walk you through it, and he's willing to be there with you along the way.
That's our God.
And you restore
it's amazing. Restore you completely.
Completely.
And often will restore you even more or better than what it was before.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You have no idea what's ahead of the path that God has for you. You just need to get on it.
Yeah.
You know, get online, get connected to worshipfactory.net, which is really important. That's what we know we're doing here. That's what God has called us to do here at Worship Factory. We've been so blessed and fortunate to be able to have it takes a lot of people to make Worship Factory what Worship Factory is becoming and what it continues to become, and God's vision of Worship Factory in our lives. You know, I was thinking about Sue Stewart, who is our photographer, and the, you know, what
a
gracious,
great job.
You know,
he
does a great job with her. And here,
we
there's people,
I
mean,
Sue.
It's just that have come to this ministry to be able to support what we're doing, from the churches and the pastors that keep us uplifted, and and the other people that are out there in the creative arts community that continues to pray for us and continues to keep us encouraged and uplifted, because we've all been through the biggest valleys and biggest ditches, if you would.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
And we need to support one another and uplift one another and not pick each other apart.
Yes.
Get rid of the junk. Get rid of the garbage of setting pointing fingers. Get your finger back in your own face as far as that goes, because if you're not looking
your
eye, that's it. And I'm just telling you, you know what? When you hear testimonies and stories, I just think as far as it's God's victory. I don't even think it is what it was, how bad it was, or anything else. It's about the victory
on
the other side.
Great story of redemption in your life. When did this whole acting, modeling, animation stuff, when did that start?
Oh, shortly after that, all that stuff happened in Colorado, I moved to Arizona, started going to school at ASU. What took one trip to California? One weekend?
Hooked.
Couldn't get enough of it. And then I was there every weekend afterwards, and then moved the next month.
Nice.
And then there I was.
Excellent.
And, you know, it happened by God. There's no other way. I mean, as many of you probably know or have experienced, when you can push your way, you can open your own doors, but it's so hard.
Right.
And it's so draining.
Yeah.
But God just continued to open doors and opportunities. And, you know, I'll just say straight up, you know, this is not any bragging. This is God's promise I started tithing. That's one thing I started doing that I had never done at all, you know.
Yeah.
And let me be honest. When I first started tithing, it wasn't a full 10%.
Yeah.
It was like what some people call, what's it, like, you know, tipping God, you know, a little bit and pray. But when I was when I was about 20, about 21, I really started becoming above and beyond faithful tither, 10%. And he has rebuked the devourer for my sake every single time.
Nice.
He continues to open up doors. And it's not that you tithe to get the blessing, but you tithe because God loves us and has given us so much.
Yeah, well, and that's actually, doesn't he say, test me in this and see if I won't, you know, open the floodgates?
That's right. Says, nowhere else does it say that.
Yeah.
Test
if
me.
You
yeah.
tithe.
Prove
he
me.
Says, yeah. He says, go ahead. Yeah. Test me. You know, if you give me 10%, cool. I will bless you. Mm-hmm. I love he that will. Promise.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible that, you know, being testing, talk about testing. It's also, you know, obviously you're a good looking guy. I mean, as far as those listeners out there that you don't have a you know, camera here at the radio station as far as and as a model. I mean, 6'3", what, 6'4", whatever he is as far as that goes. And anybody that knows his modeling, that's got to be a tempting enough thing alone in itself. I mean, you've got beautiful girls that are around you all the time, female models, being a male model. That's got to be really tough as far as that goes on you and the choices that you make. I just, you know, I applaud anybody that's in the industry that is able to see through a lot of that stuff to get through.
So have you set yourself up for success? Do you have accountability partners? What kind of how do you stay strong and not give in to temptations that, you know, come knocking?
Well, that's great. I did have – I don't have currently have accountability partners, but I am a part of a group called The Alliance. Ooh. It's actually a group – it's started at Oasis Church. And long story short, it is it's a men's discipleship group.
Cool.
And I'm being discipled by about 11 other older, much stronger, much awesome men of God.
Nice.
I mean, they're just shout out to Gary Cooper. That's like my big brother, uncle, whatever you want to call him, mentor. So yeah, that has helped. And you know, let me be real. I have fallen.
Yeah.
You know, I have fallen. But you know what? The amazing thing about both about when you fall and when you really in your heart and in your actions come back to God is that He'll take you back and He makes you stronger.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then you know you reap a little bit of those consequences, the natural laws of consequences from your sin.
Right.
And hopefully that's enough not to make you go back.
Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you said that because God does, you know, our sin is as far from the east as to the west. But at the same time, every time I make a dumb choice, I do have to live with the consequences.
We have to live with the consequences. And why have to pay those consequences over and over again? I mean, there is a point when you're just like, okay, enough is enough. I can't take any more emotional pain, any more physical pain, you know, any more of this kind of pain. And God will come in and He'll heal that up. But what did Jesus say every time, you know, He healed someone? You know, when He comes in our hearts and heals us, He says, go and sin no more.
That's right. Turn
you know,
around.
Stop doing those things that you that caused
repent.
You to be in that broken place.
Yeah, so. But it's kind of almost like He's saying, good luck with that.
Yes.
You know, He knows, right?
Yeah.
I'm here to catch you.
Yeah. See you
next
time.
I'm not going anywhere. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Rod and Monique, and we are in studio with Vince Allen. Again, model, actor, producer, and animated
and
producer.
Brother.
And brother. And
neat
absolutely.
Guy, yeah.
Really cool. Really cool.
I want to hear about the animated stuff.
Sure.
How did you get into that? And
that was
what are
actually
you involved with?
That was actually now that okay. I got a good one for that one. This one was I've been modeling acting years, and as everyone knows, model actor, you get big checks, you get no checks sometimes.
Right.
It's
feast
off
or famine.
And on.
Oh yeah.
And I just it's one of those prayers that I would say if I could take all my Pharisee prayers and just throw them out the window, being on all the ones that I tried to sound good, and just it was a real prayer. I was like, Lord. You know me better than I know myself. You know I need some stable income, and I desire stable income. Please bring it to me. And I said, I didn't even care what job it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never worked in animation or anything like that. And 2 weeks later, I had the job.
Wow.
And it came through an acting job where I had auditioned, and then the producer was like, do you want to produce animation? I'm like, sure, why not? You know? And it really, and you know, and I recognized it at that moment because I really didn't do anything. Let me just give you a quick background. For the acting job, I had submitted myself. My agent had submitted myself. Nothing. But there was a gentleman by the name of David Waite, who I'd worked with on a movie previously. He saw my headshot on one of the executive producer's table, and he said, you have to call in this guy. He said, you have to. And that, and it's you know, God, sometimes like it's mysterious how God works, but really he works through us.
I know.
You know?
And
you know, when we're, you know, just doing what God wants us to do in those right places, it's like people will do things for you and you're like, how? You know?
Right.
And keep in mind, David was not even a Christian, you know, and just, it's just amazing. I mean, I think I knew it was a God moment, how I got in the door.
That's cool.
I love that. Blessed.
That's a good story.
You know, you were talking earlier, too, about the group that you're also involved in, the other group that all the male men that...
Yes. So I'm part of a group. It's called Mokidi. It's an acronym. It's men of color in the industry. We are open to all races, nationalities, beliefs, whatever. But basically, we are a fraternity, an entertainment fraternity that we give to our community. We have adopted MLK Elementary School, which is the worst... school in LA Unified. It's a crazy number. It's like 98%, 99% of the kids here don't have a positive male role model. And then the graduation rate, like the kids aren't even graduating from elementary. It's crazy.
Wow.
So we've adopted that. We read to them. We mentor them.
Nice.
Every week. And that's awesome. And we produce movies. We are a fraternity for brothers and that want to get involved and start working together.
That's awesome. I love that. Through serving, I'm sure you're bonding together as well. That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's every second Tuesday of the month at the Terrell Moore Art Gallery at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is invited.
Cool. We're going to keep Vince around for our Exposed segment because Mariana also is not here today. She's out there working.
Sorry,
we
girl.
Love you, Mariana.
Being responsible.
But anyway,
Go
we'll be
figure.
Right back. You're listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back. You turn my way, you hurt my cry.